In the headlines, local service groups say high cost of living and underemployment drive a demand for assistance during the holidays. The Barbados Fire Service urges drivers to be more cautious to avoid both major and minor accidents. And the Association of Medical Practitioners warns against overindulgence during the holidays and advocates for healthier living in the new year. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Local service groups say high cost of living and underemployment are driving a high demand for assistance during the holiday period. Member of the Rotary Club of Barbados, Sonia Aline, says the cries for help extend beyond specific groups like the homeless to a wider cross-section of society. She was speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday.
We've seen people who've had good times and then they fall on hard times. There are some of them who are abused, so they're trying to help themselves out of a bad situation, addiction. They're trying again to help themselves get some sort of help and to get clean so that they can live a productive life. And some of them, you wouldn't believe, some of these people are people that work. They have a job, but they just don't have enough to help themselves and their families. They can just pay the rent kind of thing.
Meantime, Community Liaison Officer with the Help Us Reach Them initiative, Michelle Hinkson-Cox, added that many people continue to struggle with jobs that do not pay enough to support their families. She stressed the importance of lending a hand all year round for all those in need.
You see a lot of posts on social media about what things cost in other countries in comparison to what it costs in Barbados. And I think that the cost of living being high is not the only issue. The other issue is that the salaries, the wages, the income earning potential of people, that is not matching the cost of living, right? So underemployment is an issue. Sometimes you're getting, you know, maybe an odd job here, an odd job there, but you're not necessarily getting consistent work that you can see is sustainable, you know, and that is a challenge that you're going to see every year. In addition to us providing what we deem to be a relatively healthy food basket, sometimes people reach out to our community and ask, you know, can you help provide gifts for a child? Because those things are real at this time of the year.
Community Liaison Officer with the Help Us Reach Them initiative, Michelle Hinkson-Cox. The Barbados Fire Service is urging road users to be more cautious to avoid both major and minor accidents during this Christmas season. The advice came from Station Officer Damien Bain, who says the service has had to respond to 6 motor vehicle accidents in December so far, including a recent accident which resulted in 2 fatalities. Speaking during the 311 radio show, Station Officer Damien Bain voiced concern that some drivers are impatient on the road and advised motorists to obey traffic regulations.
There's too much road rage. No one wants to give way.
Correct.
Everyone wants to come through when they want to come through at the junctions. We also want to encourage persons to obey the traffic laws, the traffic lights. Try to avoid running the red lights. When it is your time to go, you go. But when it is your time to stop, you stop. And that way, we should see a decrease in the motor vehicle collisions that we are seeing on the road. Even the minor ones, we want to avoid the minor ones as well.
Officer Bain also urged parents to ensure their children are secured while traveling.
Ensure that your little ones are buckled in. The ones that are still, you know, small in size, that they're in their car seats and that they're safe. We don't want to see any kids standing between the front seats or standing in the back seat looking through the rear glass. We want to see them well seated in the vehicles and fastening via the seat belt.
Station Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Damien Bain. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAMP, is encouraging the public not to overindulge during the holidays. BAMP President Linda Williams wants people to remain conscious about their health and avoid too much fat, salt and sugar. She says this is critical as the country continues to be affected by high rates of non-communicable diseases.
Barbados has quite the epidemic of chronic non-communicable diseases, including diabetes and hypertension. And many people do not know that they are pre-diabetic or pre-hypertensive. And there are many people in society who may find out very suddenly that they have these conditions going on because they are often silent and have no symptoms. Therefore, it is wise for everyone in this season to remember to eat in moderation, to not indulge in high salt and high fat and sugary food, and to remember to have adequate intake of water.
Miss Williams wants Barbadians to live healthier lifestyles.
And in a healthy year, it's not just about making resolutions, but about making a plan to eat a high fiber, low fat, low sugar diet, and to exercise, to build exercise into our daily routine. 20 minutes a day, just walking the dog, doing gardening, or simple things that we can plan and doing with a partner, working with a partner to build an exercise plan. That will help us to stick to our goals.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Linda Williams. The Barbados Meteorological Services has issued a significant dust haze advisory as a plume of Sahara dust is impacting the island and surrounding marine areas. Meteorologist Cherise Brathwaite says the plume is expected to intensify, becoming moderate to thick tonight and continuing into tomorrow.
Current satellite imagery shows a moderate to thick plume of Saharan dust haze across the central Atlantic. Slightly hazy conditions are currently present across the island. Model guidance suggests that the dust concentrations across the island will become moderate to thick in intensity on Monday night into Tuesday. As a result, a reduction in visibility over the land on coastal waters of Barbados is forecasted. Concentrations are expected to decrease on Wednesday, and slightly hazy conditions are expected until Thursday night.
The Met Office advises people with respiratory issues or allergies to keep prescribed medication on hand, while marine users and small craft operators are advised to remain close to shore, particularly if their vessels are not equipped with GPS. Over 800 children have been specially catered to thanks to the Inter-American Development Bank and the Ministry of People, Empowerment and Elder Affairs. Hosted at the former BET Wildey Playing Field, children from the One Family Program, ages 5 to 10, enjoyed various treats, entertainment and received gifts. Nicole Daniel, Social Development Project Manager for the One Family Program, told Starcom Network News it was the first year for the children's party and spoke about the work done with youth in the program during the year.
Through this, the kids get a little bit more joy for Christmas. We only catered this time for kids between the ages of 5 to 10, but we want to ensure that, you know, everybody gets a gift. So even some of the older ones who are here, they will still get a gift. But those 5 to 10 who are, you know, just love Christmas, love the Santa, love the reindeer, we want to give them that excitement and just the joy of feeling and having to open a gift. Outside of that, what we've done is that we've done some transition workshops with the kids. We've started some financial literacy with the kids in terms of budgeting as well, because we got to start from young. So those are some of the things that we really want to instill in the kids at that young, precious age.
Nicole Daniel, Social Development Project Manager at the Ministry of People, Empowerment and Elder Affairs. An earthquake with a magnitude of 4.2 rattled three Caribbean countries this morning, but there were no reports of injuries or damage. The Trinidad-based Seismic Research Center at the University of the West Indies said the quake occurred at 2:03 a.m. and was at a depth of 31 kilometers. The tremor was felt 29 kilometers west, northwest of Basseterre, the capital of St. Kitts Nevis, 107 kilometers northwest of Braids in Montserrat, and 129 kilometers west, northwest of St. John's, Antigua and Barbuda. Top story in this edition of the latest, local service groups say high cost of living and underemployment drive a demand for assistance during the holiday. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.